In 1859, Johann Karl Fulrott described the discovery site as follows.
These two caves, which have all but disappeared without trace today, but which are jointly referred to as the Feldhof Caves to distinguish them from the others, were located roughly in the middle of the valley, in the near vertical rock face which surrounds a semicircular cove, approximately 100 to 110 feet from the River Düssel, and some 60 feet above the current foot of the valley.
Why not try lying down on the stone benches and gazing upwards? Then you can imagine where the former caves must have been. One of them was known as the Feldhof Cave. The other, larger one, was called the Feldhof Church Cave. The benches are located inside the excavation area where the original Neanderthal was found. Some 20 yards above them was the cave that held its treasure of bones. Like the rest of the rock face, this cave was destroyed by mining years ago. If you look closely, though, you can still trace the natural cove mentioned by Fulrott. Observe the lay of the land as it runs down to the riverbanks. The gently curved area is a reconstruction of the former topography. In August 1856, unknown workers were laboring to shovel the hard clay and soil from the Feldhof cave into the valley below. This task was also performed prior to blasting. They had already cast the top of a skull and other fragments of skeleton down into the gorge when they discovered even more remains. On the instructions of the quarry operators, Pieper and Beckershoff, who thought the bones were from bears, all the fragments were collected. The two men were members of Karl Fulrott's scientific association in Elberfeld. At the end of August, they delivered their collection to Fulrott. As reconstructions later indicated, the layer of clay in the cave was some 4 to 5 feet deep. The skeleton must have been 2 feet below the surface, lying on its back with its head towards the entrance. Fulrott immediately assumed it was the mortal remains of an Ice Age individual. The Feldhof Cave and Feldhof Church Cave weren't the only victims of the limestone extraction. A total of at least 9 were located alongside the River Düssel. Of these, the Neander Cave, which was situated opposite the two Feldhof Caves on the other side of the valley, was the largest. Many of the caves boasted impressive names like Angel's Chamber and Devil's Chamber. They evidently played vivid roles in the many legends narrated by local people.